Now to the somewhat less complicated, although still frenzied, contest for power here in the United States. Yesterday, Barack Obama regained a bit of momentum in Wyoming, where Democrats gave him more than 60% of the vote in their caucuses. Tuesday, Mississippi holds its primary, and that's where NPR's Audie Cornish is now. Hi there, Audie.
Hello.
What's the main issue that Mississippi Democrats are talking about?
Well, Mississippi is very different from Texas and Ohio, where Hillary Clinton won primaries on Tuesday. In terms of economic issues, there isn't a big sort of labor organization here or a really robust, muscular Democratic Party. And so some of the issues about trade are not as big a deal here. The war is something that's come up. There's a lot of industry here that is reliant on the military. And also health care. Mississippi has some measure of poverty in many areas, and the issue of health care is big, and that's been a big issue between the two Democrats in this race.
Mississippi has the largest percentage of African Americans in the country. If trends continue, that should benefit Barack Obama. What are you hearing from black voters?
African-American voters are very much excited about how far Senator Barack Obama has come. So despite this idea that maybe he's lost some momentum with the performances in Texas and Ohio, in Mississippi, particularly with African-American voters, they very much are glad that the race has gotten to the point where they can have a say and put in some votes for him, and are very much surprised at how far along that he's come and are happy to be a part of that. If you look at some of the other states nearby, say Georgia, or how he did in South Carolina, the demographics in Mississippi are similar, and it lends itself to the prediction that he's going to see, again, a significant African-American turnout.
Let's recall that back before the South Carolina primary, some of Bill Clinton's comments angered African-Americans. I see that the former president has been in Mississippi. What's he been saying?
Well, he hasn't been saying the things that we may have heard in other states. For instance, President Clinton at one point seemed to equate Senator Barack Obama with, say, Jesse Jackson as a candidate who maybe couldn't draw a lot of white support, or this idea of him using the word fairy tale to describe Senator Barack Obama's Iraq policy, but some construing that as him kind of dismissing the whole candidacy of Barack Obama. These comments definitely still resonate with the voters of Mississippi, with African-American voters, and you haven't been seeing Bill Clinton make these kinds of comments again.
Mississippi was one of those southern states where John Edwards had hoped to do well with his strategy, especially with working-class white voters. What are you hearing from those folks?
Well, Senator John Edwards certainly had a following here. I mean, I heard among African-American voters that they liked him, and he was someone they were leaning to before they moved to Barack Obama. So there is some sense that with the white vote, that is an area that Senator Clinton can make some headway with. She was in Hattiesburg on Thursday, and former President Bill Clinton has been to at least four or five cities holding fish fries and town halls, and a lot of these areas are majority white communities. And so the Clintons are certainly feeling out some of these same voters that sort of match maybe the demographics that we've seen in other states in terms of maybe more rural areas and a white part of the electorate.
NPR's Audie Cornish in Jackson, Mississippi. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.